Welcome to the Excel Pod. Welcome to Excel and Reflect. In a world that rarely slows down, this is your invitation to pause. Each week, together, we step away from the noise of life and lean into the stillness of God's Word, creating space to try to think deeply and meditate intentionally and reflect honestly on the words of God. Every episode centers on a specific biblical text or spiritual truth, not for surface-level reading, but for thoughtful engagement that allows God's Word to shape our lives. You see, this podcast is a place that, for only a few minutes, if you will, we can slow down, listen carefully, and try to be formed by the truth of Scripture, whether this is for personal devotion, a quiet meditation, or intentional reflection. So today, with me, as we begin our week, as we begin our day, take a breath, open your heart, and join me as we seek to excel in our understanding and reflect on the faithfulness and goodness of God. This is Excel and Reflect. This week's thought is entitled, The Confidence to Face the Judge. In our Pursuing Distinctive Living in Our Lives series, we've been considering 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, which says, But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness and into His marvelous light. This week's reflection is a reflection on Christ's coming. What if the day everyone feared most could actually become the day that you look forward to? Somewhere out ahead of every single one of us is a verdict that we don't get to write, and none of us get to vote on whenever it arrives. Most people spend an enormous amount of time and energy trying to not think about times like this. The jury filing back in a court case. The test results that have come in and are sitting on our kitchen table unopened. The phone call that you know is coming, but hasn't come yet. Scripture calls the day that we are thinking about the day of judgment. And it won't let anyone opt out. Some try to ignore it. Some choose to deny it outright. But the reality is that it comes anyway. Here's the turn. For the baptized believer, the one who has repented, the one who has confessed Jesus as Lord and dedicated their life to Him through the way that they actually live in faith and obedience, that day was never meant to carry dread at all. Why? Well, that's because of what happened at the cross. The Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 5, verses 9 through 10, Having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through Him. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. You see, the wrath has already been dealt with. And for those in Christ, the verdict isn't something that's hanging in suspense. It's something that's already been settled. And that offer was never reserved for the spiritual elite. God, our Savior, desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 through 6. The gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, Romans 1, 16 and 17. This was never something meant for a remnant. This was never something that was determined for a pre-selected number or a pre-selected individual. Anyone willing to make the choice to follow Him faithfully, they can receive this great blessing of salvation. But how does a person know that they're actually standing inside that offer rather than just assuming it? Well, John doesn't leave this answer vague and unanswered. Rather, he gives the test three times in one letter. Obedience proves that we have come to know him. As he writes, the one who says, I have come to know him and does not keep his commandments is a liar, 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. We also know, according to John's epistle, that love proves whose children we are. As a result, John writes, by this we know that when he appears, we will be like him, 1 John 3, 1 through 6. And discernment. Discernment proves which spirit we're listening to. 1 John 4, 1 through 6. You see, knowing God was never meant to be a private feeling. It's something that's supposed to show up in every corner of your life. That's why distinctive living matters so much for the Christian. It gives us the confidence to face God on that great day rather than dread it. And nobody illustrates the difference on this better than Paul as he wrote from what he knew was the edge of his own execution. As he says these words, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. You see, that's not bravado coming from a man with nothing to lose. It's the settled confidence of a man whose verdict has already been decided at the cross, and then, as a result, spent his life living like it was true. This truth isn't just ancient doctrine. It speaks directly to us. Judgment Day is not optional, and it certainly is not avoidable. And Scripture presents it as certain for every person, whether you are a believer or not. For the person in Christ, that day carries confidence rather than dread. The wrath has already been settled at the cross, Romans 5, 9 through 10. Salvation was never reserved for a select few, and God desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth, 1 Timothy 2, 3 through 6. Obedience and love are the test of these. And John gives this understanding as we know truly that we belong to God. This isn't a feeling, it's life. Distinctive living is what turns dread into anticipation. And Paul faced his own death anticipating a crown, not a sentence. You see, you are chosen. You are royal. You are holy. You are his own possession, 1 Peter 2:9. And that identity in Christ changes how you wait for that sentence. The day is coming whether you're ready for it or not. The only real question that this reflection leaves us with is, which way are you facing it? Are you one who's bracing for it? Are you one who's anticipating it? Let's consider this as we strive to live for the Lord. As we close today's episode, take some time to carry this thought with you into the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Excel and Reflect is more than just a podcast. It really is an invitation to pause, to listen, and to let God's Word speak deeply into your life. So don't rush away from all that we have thought about today. Sit with it, think about it, and let it shape the way that you think, the way that you respond, and the way that you walk with God. Each week we'll return with another passage, another truth to consider, and another opportunity to reflect on how Scripture continues to form our hearts and direct our steps. Remember, alongside each episode, we'll also have written articles that will continue that reflection and allow you to take it with you and make notes on your own to dig deeper into these spiritual thoughts. I want to thank you today for joining me. And until next time, I hope that you'll keep your heart open, your mind focused, and your spirit attentive and let's continue to excel and reflect together.